1620 94.5 WTAW. Here are some comments from the July 28th, 2022 College Station City Council meeting, where the council begins discussion of public use of the new City Hall building 6 months after it was opened. City Council members spending 40 minutes in their first discussion with staff about policies for outside individuals and groups who want to use meeting rooms and outside space. Council majority agreed to the fee structure where College Station residents would pay less. Another council idea that received no opposition was not allowing rentals of the new City Hall on a weekly or regularly scheduled basis. Two council members floated the idea of banning political and religious groups, City Manager Brian Woods explaining the challenge of putting that in writing.
What happens if you have a group come in who doesn't meet that definition but chooses to express political views as a part of their program or whatever?
Woods also asked the council for real, clear guidance in whatever they decide.
Because what I don't want is there ever to be the interpretation that staff is picking winners and losers, and that is really challenging.
Council members had different opinions about public access to the third floor Heart of Aguiland room that overlooks the Texas A&M campus. John Nichols said there should be some restrictions.
Because you've got people going through the building, you got security issues and so forth, but clearly for ceremonial things, that's a great, you might be doing something with BVEDC or the Council of Governments or some special recognitions you might want to do up there.
Elizabeth Kuna was against restrictions.
We did all that beautiful work on the glass, and you stand there and you're up and you can see Kyle Field. Well, I want the you that can see Kyle Field to be any resident of College Station that helped paid for this building should get to look in that room and see that view.